Chickasha down to Santa Mountain.
That's right.
Well, I say
there's
several trips to Texas.
Well, I understand. States, I said, just states, not why I travel.
Your mother's father.
I don't know anything about him. He got killed when mother was just a baby.
Mother's mother?
Dora.
What can you tell me about her?
Well, she was a wonderful person. She was, her maiden name was. And,
she had me and four husbands.
Yeah.
She had children by all of them.
That's right.
Which was an unusual thing.
Do you know where she was born?
I sure don't.
In Texas. They come from Texas here.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that. I'm not sure, though. I don't know. They came from Texas to here, all right.
Yeah.
I don't know where they were born at.
Well, Olin?
Yes, sir?
You feel relieved?
Yeah, I'm glad that's over. But then if it's done you any good, why?
Sure, thank you. That's been done.
I want you to know that some meat and bread and some of them biscuits and that sugar was sure a lifesaver. It was sure enough good.
Good biscuits make mighty good sandwiches.
You betcha.
Did your mother make other breads from flour?
Well, light bread, yes.
How about breads from cornmeal?
Yeah, lots of cornbread.
Now, did she bake that in a... How'd she bake that?
She baked it thin. We liked it thin in a flat pan.
Mm-hmm. Did she make anything else from corn?
Well, my grandmother was quite an artist with corn bread, with meal. I think she could take meal and syrup and make the finest meal I ever saw. She could. She knew how to really cook those things. She'd make what she called corn pones. And that was good. And they were made out in a little pone, and that would be hard on the outside all around, and it was very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Hard in the center, or?
Soft in the center and hard on plumb around, yeah, it was very tasty.
What'd you use in your bread to get it to rise?
Baking powder to rise it, and soda to flatten it, so mm-hmm. I don't know which one was the ingredients. Baking powder was the one that made it rise.
Now, did she use that in bread or biscuits? Or?
Oh, yeah, biscuits. And, I don't know what she used. I don't know if someone's used any in light bread or not. I don't suppose so.
Did she have any
yeast to make it? I think she had yeast to make it light bread with.
Uh-huh. When you started buying bread from the store, did you have any special word for that?
Yeah, they had a special word for it. It's a rancher's word for their dialect for any. Bought bread or light bread was punk.
Punk.
Punk, that's it. That's they like biscuits and cornbread. Punk was light bread. that's right.
Did your mother make those cakes that were round and had a hole in them, cook them in deep fat?
Oh, you mean those donuts? You bet.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll tell you, she made a cupcake too. And she had a little pan made special. I remember it had little holes set out all around in that thing. And she could take that made muffins or something, it was sure good.
Mm.
Yeah. Real tasty.
How about things in the morning? You'd have biscuits. Did you ever have any of those other things that you'd cook on a griddle? Or maybe in a
hot cakes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, oh yeah, we had hot cakes.
When you break an egg, what do you call the yellow part?
The yolk.
Uh-huh.